I'm Tabitha Safty for the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance with My Telehealth.
Are you guys excited? Yay!
It's the end of the day at Hopkins Elementary School. Buses fill the parking lot. Parents wait in the lobby. And a third grade teacher is setting up a TV in the library.
All of our students have health as a part of their regular day curriculum, but with the telehealth program, it's a research-based program that focuses on the nutrition that I think they really benefit from.
Liavria Newton has taught at the rural Richland County Elementary School for 13 years. She says most of her students come from lower to middle class families, and it can be challenging to live a healthy lifestyle in a rural community.
In the areas that for middle to lower class, I think it is true that a lot of the foods that we generally eat are on more of the unhealthy side.
I want you to raise your hand nice and high if you help out in the kitchen with your parents.
Once a week, Newton has a class meet in the library for an after-school nutrition education program. Her group is one of four classes in Richland County that connects virtually to a health educator at Palmetto Health. It's part of an initiative with the Department of Health and Environmental Control to teach children about nutrition in rural areas.
It's 120 kids total that we're reaching with this, and each week, each session is a different, topic, where they could be talking about whole grains, or they're talking about sugary beverages, or they're talking about food prep and how to make healthy snacks.
That's DHEC SNAP Education Coordinator Brooke Britton. She teaches nutrition classes to underserved populations of all ages across South Carolina. DHEC and Palmetto Health teamed up for this program, using live video to connect the classrooms. The video component is critical to the program's impact in Richland County.
With telehealth, you're able to sit there in a room with a screen, and you got all four schools on there, 120 kids, and I can see them all in one shot and do a 30-minute lesson.
Most of the students in the program are 7 to 10 years old, when kids begin learning more quickly. Newton says she's already seen changes in some of her students.
I've noticed that my students, after going through different lessons, they are more cognizant of what they eat and what they drink.
Newton says it's effective because the kids are engaged.
You're measuring pot by the small part. You move the white part.
Instead of sitting still for a lecture, the teachers use visual aids and activities to help students understand the lessons.
I think the most effective part of it are the hands-on lessons, them actually having something tangible to touch and do, because it becomes reality to them. They started talking about the food groups, and they actually had foods from each group. So it's something that they can see and visualize, and I think it became more real.
Britton says this after-school program is essential for students in and out of the classroom.
When they have good nutrition and good health, there's so much more focus. Their grades are better, their behavior's better, they feel better about themselves. That's why I love what we're doing with telehealth, because it gives these kids an opportunity to get some nutrition and health education that they might not be getting otherwise.
For Newton, the tele-education program is the first step toward a healthier life for her students.
It's putting that information out there on what's healthy and what's not healthy to all the kids in our community, and maybe they can even take that back home and we can reach a bigger audience so that all of us can become healthy and live longer lives and do better with our own individual health.
The National Survey of Children's Health reported nearly 1 in 3 kids aged 10 to 17 were overweight or obese in South Carolina. For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Safty with My Telehealth. For more information and to follow the stories, visit us online at scetv.org/telehealth. The stories can also be heard on southcarolinapublicradio.org. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance.